Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Too many times we look to problem solve, and I think the mental health landscape and people's emotions is one that you just sometimes can't answer. And I think that's more powerful than trying to speak and trying to find a solution that might not be right. So if we're being vulnerable around other people and being honest and open and, you know, transparent and safe and admitting our flaws and vulnerabilities, it gives other people the power to be the same too, and it makes people feel safe, secure and hurt. What is strength to me? Hiding your pain, dealing with your pain, that isn't strength. Speaking about it, working through it and working with it, that's strength.
Hey, welcome back to Men's Health Strength Sessions. I'm your host, Men's Health Editor Scott Henderson, and joined by my co-host, Lincoln Lewis, Australia's sweetheart. How are you, mate?
Good to see you, brother. Thanks for having me in here, mate. This is great.
No problem. So we're back with another strength session. This week we have Sam Webb.
Absolute
fellow Home and Away alumni.
All around, absolute. Yes. He stopped by Summer Bay. He's been in Neighbours.
Yeah.
Home and Away. He's now going back and forth from LA, giving the acting a chop over there. So, mate, it's going to be good to have him in here and have a chat to him.
Definitely the one to watch. Today, we're going to focus, talking to him about his charity, Livin', which is something, it's basically, for those that don't know, it's a mental health charity, breaking down the stigma and raising awareness for mental health issues. Something that, mate, I know, like, we've talked before as mates, yep. Talked about this cause, something that's quite close to our hearts.
I think it's such a beautiful fit for men's health because it's something that affects all of us, but obviously there's such a high rate in mental health issues for men and everything like that. And Sam's just put out this message that's brought such a wide community all together, and it's not saying it's going to demasculate men to be able to talk about your mental health problems or if something's, you know, getting you down or whatever. And it's however he's done this is just so bloody great. And it's created a mindset as well as a community.
It's great to kind of hear from him firsthand how he's flipped that notion of strength on its head.
Yep.
You know, I think when we were chatting to him, he said something about, you know, strength used to be holding it all in. Now strength is letting it out. And, you know, obviously there are a lot of great people driving this conversation, but Sam and what Livin' has done in just the last 5 years has just completely shifted a culture, especially for men.
Yeah, huge. And I think you and I, we're mates, we've had a couple of really deep chats, but I think even the first couple of chats where you and I have gotten into a few things, whether we're talking about, you know, issues that may be bugging us or getting us down or whatever, I even know from my personal point of view, there was still a little bit of a hesitation because I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be mentioning this, or maybe I shouldn't be talking about that. I might just skim over the light stuff. And Sam's just, you know, he's the kind of bloke, he's like, it doesn't matter how heavy it is. You know, you get it out there because what's the point in dancing around it? And I think we've broken that down in our own conversations, and it's just such a great thing that he's doing. And you can just imagine how many people would be doing this across the country, if not the world, because of this message.
It sounds cliche, but he's saving lives.
Absolutely.
And he's really normalizing it. So, you know, talking about those heavy issues and having those conversations, they're actually not that heavy anymore.
No.
Like, you know, we can check in with our mates and say, hey, is everything all right? You mentioned the other day you're down. How are you sitting with that? It's actually not heavy conversations. It's normal. It's the same as checking up on the footy scores on the weekend or that sort of thing. It just forms a natural part of our friendship.
Yeah, and it's so quickly happening since the inception of Livin'. I mean, it's long overdue, but the rate in which this is taking hold and becoming normal is unbelievable. And it's so, I mean, it really does, it warms your heart to hear that kind of stuff because you know it's bringing men together that have these chats, and it's bringing everyone together as a community. He's done a great job.
Yeah, awesome. Well, let's dive into the chat with Sam and hear it from the great man himself. Sam, welcome to Men's Health Strength Sessions.
Thank you so much for having me on. Looking forward to it, boys.
I'm just going to roll through the CV and let me know if I miss anything or I get anything wrong. But basically, your most recent TV appearance was on Neighbours. You've also appeared on Home and Away and Australian Survivor, crowd favourite. Unfortunately, not the jury favourite. You're shaking your head, no? No,
definitely not either of them.
graduate of Sydney Drama School ScreenWise. But I guess the reason why we've called you in today is for your work with Charity Livin', which is, you can elaborate on this, but a mental health charity raising awareness and breaking down the stigma for mental health.
Correct, yeah. And thank you very much for the warm welcome, warm introduction. Livin' started in 2013 after the death of a very close friend of mine. He took his life with his own two hands shortly after I had a conversation with him on that night. And Dwayne suffered from bipolar and depression for a number of years, and he hid it extremely well, and no one really saw it coming.
Obviously, that's quite confronting. So obviously the goal behind starting Livin' was to open up that conversation between guys.
Yeah, absolutely. The ethos or the mission or the vision behind Livin' is really breaking the stigmas down around mental health, making it cool for people to speak up, seek help, because everyone deserves it, and to really embrace and love the skin that you're in, because no matter who you are and where you're from, everyone's fighting a battle that sometimes no one really knows about.
Yeah, now I guess, Sam, for so long, as far as we can remember, I guess there's this notion or this mindset that's been, I guess, almost ingrained into us that any form of weakness, whether that be physical or mental, is not masculine. It's not what men should be feeling and all that kind of stuff. So for you to do this and to do it so beautifully, and what, I guess we've got your motivation, but how did you go from this idea to making this a reality?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Link.
You know, it's one of those things where you're bringing it in a way that the older generation can relate to, but the new generation, it just, that's usually a thing where it can be, I guess there's a gap between generations, but you've actually done it so flawlessly where every generation goes, I see that message and I'm so thankful there's one.
Yeah, and I think from a personal experience, and I guess this is just from my past, is the night that Dwayne opened up to me, I wasn't being vulnerable myself. So was I listening as best as I possibly could have? Probably not. So, I mean, if you're giving power to someone else to be vulnerable, you've also got to be vulnerable yourself, and you've got to create that safe space around you. It's something that I don't think I did extremely well the night that Dwayne took his own life. So it's something that I've learned flawlessly, I'd like to think, from my own experiences. And it's something that I've tried to ingrain into the Livin' vision and mission. So if we're being vulnerable around other people and being honest and open and, you know, transparent and safe and admitting our flaws and vulnerabilities, it gives other people the power to be the same too, and it makes people feel safe, secure and heard.
Mm-hmm. I think to Link's point as well, you know, one thing that you guys have done really well that sets you apart from other kind of mental health causes is I think that stigma, it kind of seems to be broken down where, you know, guys feel comfortable to talk and to share their experiences, but it's that flip side. Like in your scenario, like if a mate comes to you, you know, voicing his worries and his troubles, you know, what do you do as a mate? Like what can you say and how can you help? And is it sharing your own vulnerabilities? Is it, you know, these tactics kind of what do you kind of, that's something that Livin' kind of promotes as well, is that both sides of the conversation. And I guess from your, like as a very top level kind of understanding, what would be your guidelines? Like if a mate comes to you.
Yeah, I think we often always, and when you hear about organizations and campaigns, is always about, you know, it ain't weak to speak, or are you okay, and things like this. And it's almost like promoting the one side of the conversation, as you said, Scott. I mean, what we're really trying to do is cover all angles here. And I think if you're the person that's on the receiving end of someone opening up and being vulnerable and telling you about a very dark situation, it might be present, might be past, take that as a big win and an honourable win, because they obviously believe in you, they trust you, you've created a safe space. And as males, we often look for solutions. We often try and problem solve, problem solve, problem solve, and we speak too much and we miss the most important part of the conversation, and sometimes it is just to listen. You're not expected to have an answer. Too many times we look to problem solve, and I think the mental health landscape and people's emotions is one that you just sometimes can't answer. And I think that's more powerful than trying to speak and trying to find a solution that might not be right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautifully said. With what you're doing with Livin', you have a lot of apparel. You've brought out a lot of clothing, hats, et cetera, all that kind of stuff. So what was the idea to make you sort of go, obviously there's a message to get out here, but I want to chuck this on clothing. I want to make sure that we go into the new age of social media. I want to leave no stone unturned. Where did that idea come from to go, I'm gonna chuck this right on the front of a jumper and a t-shirt and put it straight on a hat and everything like that?
It's like you're a branding god and you've used your superpowers for good, not evil.
Yes.
You're raising money for a charity rather than for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And I think where it all come from is, and I mean, we're 25-year-old males at the time when Dwayne passed, and for us, there was no option to create it as a traditional organization to raise money via charitable means. We wanted to do something cool that was edgy, that was relatable to people like us. So we were in the prime seat, you might like to call it, to come up with something that was, I guess, entrepreneurial, that was going to resonate with people that are our age. So the way that we did that was using fashion. And I mean, Dwayne was a massive, you know, advocate for fashion, and I was too, Casey is as well. And it was just something that stuck. I remember just doing t-shirts for a friend that, you know, tried to raise money the boxing night, first night. And we sold these shirts out like hotcakes. And we're like, we've got to do something here with the apparel. So we're not I don't want to be seen. And again, Livin' wouldn't be where it is today without the support, the help that we get from all walks of life. But I don't want Livin' to be seen as just this another charity that does charity merch. We're a brand-led movement. And we want people to go, oh, that's an amazing, you can look cool, you'd wear that anyway, but you're also supporting and saving lives and potentially creating conversations that may not.
And you've created a community around that as well, which is also super impressive. And I think one thing that really struck me is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like partnerships with other charities that have similar causes. Like in any other industry, you guys would be competitors, right? But you've gone, well, we've got the same end goal. Let's fight a bigger beast here. And it's creating that community around it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think collaborating, partnering, no matter what business or charity or anything you're in, is so important, because I certainly don't have the answer to everything. I don't know everything about anything. And I'm a student of life, and Livin' wouldn't be where it is today without the community. I can tell you that right now. And I thank everyone all the time. I can't thank people enough. I wish I had a megaphone, and hopefully this gets out to the masses. And
absolutely. 10 million downloads.
And to add on to what Scotty said, you know, you've created this community, but it's also a mindset that's spread around with this. And just to sort of, you know, give an example, back at home in Brizzy, I got a mate, he trains in a Livin' singlet, and whenever he's going out and about, he's got his Livin' jumper. And it's funny, because you do see the brand, but it's the mindset that comes along with that, that I know every time I see that, it reminds me. Obviously, you know, he's wearing that for a reason, and then it makes me think of a friend. I go, all right, I'm actually going to give my mate a call. I haven't spoken to him in a week or 2 weeks. What I want to ask you is, like, what feeling does it give you when you hear people that will come up to you on the street and go, hey, you know what, like, you've actually changed this stigma in such a wide way? When you see that brand, it's not just a brand, it's actually a mindset, and it's a reminder to go, like, we're all here for each other.
I always say this, and it's overwhelmingly positive, and it's a very humbling experience. And again, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the people that were supporting Livin', like yourself, Link. You know, you share your journey and your story, and you just said it right then. It gives people the opportunity to check in on other people, and it sort of prompts people to say, oh, okay, they're wearing it for a reason. It's a community. And I think that's the beauty of Livin'. And I think that's the beauty of this whole thing. And I think that's the only way that we can really make a generational change, is by doing something like this. And it is a very bittersweet feeling. Obviously, at the end of the day, you know, Dwayne's story is not too dissimilar to what I hear on a daily basis with the work that we do. And, you know, looking at people and hearing the stories that I've heard since we started this are mind-boggling, you know. And there's people that have said, you know, they found this shirt online and they've worn it and it saved their life. Someone, you know, I've heard stories where people are on the way to take their own life and they've come across a sticker on the back of a car and they've searched it and they've looked up what Livin's all about, and they've found the power in themselves to seek the help they need to get back on track and start living again. And that stuff is why we started this.
So good. Have you seen a huge culture shift since 2013?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of work that still needs to be done. And again, we're very chuffed and grateful and stoked that, you know, with where it's at. And there certainly has been a shift. There's some great organizations out there that are doing an amazing work in this space. But I think there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. There's still six males a day are still taking their own life, 8 people a day in total in Australia that take their own life in Australia.
Alone.
Yeah. And, you know, we are making inroads, no doubt about it. But I mean, this is something that's not an overnight success. This is something that needs to be ingrained into cultures moving forward.
So what is next? Where do you want to take Livin'?
I want Livin' to be on an international scale. I guess Livin' needs to keep breaking down barriers, and for it to do that, it needs to be socialising in the right areas and the right hands and the right people supporting the organisation. In saying that, I think what we really need to do is educate younger people.
Yeah.
From a young age. I know when I grew up, and as you boys would probably say the same thing, you know, we never had mental health education in schools or my workplace or uni when I went to college.
We were flat out having it in conversation in like an intimate space with your mates or something like that. So,
yeah, 100%. So if we can somehow help promote this at a young age where it's ingrained, long story short, we're taught maths, we're taught history, we're taught economics, whatever it may be, but we're never actually told as young people how to live. What are the life skills? How to be happy? How to deal with sadness? Because we're all going to deal with it. It's just a part of life.
Yeah. It's so, these real life skills.
On top of Livin', which is a full-time gig, you know, you're putting it out there. And like you just said, on an international level, what else are you juggling at the moment?
There's a couple of projects. I'm in the middle of moving across to the States for a number of reasons, personal and professional. And I've got a very big passion for acting and film and TV. So I'm definitely pursuing that. You know what it's like first and foremost, mate, more than I do.
I was going to say, I'll step away from the microphone here. It's the two home and away alumni.
I was just a blow-in for one episode. It was a regular. So.
Oh, here we go.
Anyway.
When you get into the diner, you're a resident. You're a permanent resident.
You're a resident. But yeah, acting is definitely, I think for me, they both go hand in hand. I mean, film and TV and acting, when it was a part of my life where it was one of the only things that slowed me down. I found a lot of purpose and passion in acting, and it was something that I think if I can get it off the ground, which I will hopefully one day sooner rather than later, we can. It's just only going to help the charity, and they both go hand in hand. And my goals and passions outside of Livin' is certainly trying to develop my acting career and working on my craft and getting to a stage where I can work in that full time.
So the LA takeover, that's Livin' and acting. Double pronged approach.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going over there, set up Livin' and pursue my acting simultaneously and relentlessly, I must add. So that it will all work out, but it's just about being patient to try and find the best time in life, because there's no better time than the present, they say. So I'm just going to keep running those hit ups as best as I can.
What is strength to you? If you could sum up strength.
What is strength to me? Hiding your pain, dealing with your pain, that isn't strength. Speaking about it, working through it and working with it, that's strength. That's strength to me. And utilizing the setbacks as ways to be even stronger in your life. That's what real strength is to me.
Yeah, love it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wanted to jump in with applause about three times during 100%. The dramatic pauses, but it got better and better. Mate, that was a perfect answer.
It's funny. I just wanted to quickly add before we do wrap up, is we were just having a little chat before we jumped in here, is a couple of years ago where you and I were at a charity golf tournament at the Jack, and we both got some time to slip away, and we had a little chat. Like we'd finished playing a round of golf for the day. We went and had a swim, and then we went and just sat down and had a bit of a chat. And mate, everything that we've just been talking about today, you were just sort of talking to me through and all that kind of stuff. And I remember, that's one of the first big conversations I'd ever had regarding this topic. I told you a few things at the time, but I left that day with almost a new lease on my mentality of my mindset on life. And, you know, I was just very lucky to be speaking to the bloke who has created Livin', but just speaking to a mate made all the difference in the world. And I'm so glad that you're doing what you're doing with this and breaking it all down, because after this conversation gets had, I sort of try and go back and thinking into a sliding doors effect a couple of years ago and going, if I didn't have that chat, what would I have done? Would I have actually reached out to a mate or not? Or would I have started to call mates to check up on them? And it's like a snowball effect. And once you have that one bloke that gives you a chat, I couldn't feel happier about having that chat instead of just bottling it all up. I now want to check out on my mates and see how they're going. So what you've created is essentially a community, a mindset, an entire shift in consciousness about this topic. I want to say thank you, not only for what our chat was, but also for what you're doing as a communal mindset. It's absolutely fantastic.
I appreciate it, man. And I appreciate you sharing that. And I appreciate, again, the timing of life when we did have that chat. You helped me and you inspired me to find out other areas that we could be doing stuff differently. And it gave me a better idea as to, you know, what people are dealing with. And as I said earlier, I don't know the answers to everything. I'm a student of life. I'm always learning, but everyone's different.
Absolutely.
And that's the beauty of it.
You may have a mate who's the smart, like happiest bloke in the world or this and that, but you don't know what's going on in their mind and all that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, we may see things on social media. Sometimes it's not exactly what, you know, you'll see on those photos or whatever. There could be pain behind that smile. And so everyone just needs to check up on everyone, especially as a male. Thank you for helping to break down that stigma, bro.
Yeah, you've changed the culture. Yeah, nah, you really have.
Everyone has with us. So thank you guys. Thanks boys for all that you're doing. And thanks for getting me on here. And I'm sure there's at least if, you know, one person has heard this, I think it's going to make a difference.
Well, that's a good point. How can people get involved? How can they get behind the cause and spread the message?
You can get behind Livin. For anyone that doesn't know about Livin, you can head to our website, livin.org, livin.org, buying the merch, wearing the apparel, that's doing more than enough. And if you don't want to wear, rep it, share it, speak about it, that's cool. Just next time you're with a friend or a family member, don't be afraid to ask the hard-hitting questions, because sometimes, and as Link just said, you know, people are battling things that might look perfect on the outside, but behind closed doors, that could be a very different story. And if I could take this all back and I guess reflect on the night of September 15, 2013, when Dwayne did take his life, I think, you know, in hindsight, there was a lot of warning signs that I wasn't really up to speed about. And I think had I have listened better instead of tried to problem solve, I think maybe we would be in a different situation than what we are today. And maybe Dwayne would have been around. So,
well, thank you again for all you do.
Yeah, it's thanks. Powerful thanks, stuff. Boys. It appreciate it.
That was beautiful, wasn't it, mate?
Mate, it's great to hear it from Sam, first person, to hear his kind of perspective and I guess the why behind what Livin's doing.
Absolutely. And also on top of that, I think it's just how raw Sam spoke. Don't sugarcoat how you feel and don't sugarcoat what you're thinking. And even just listening to him, you feel like a giant weight has been lifted off your shoulders. You know?
He's definitely got an aura about him. You can really feel the passion and the authenticity behind what he's doing.
Yeah.
And it's just such a needed cause.
It is.
And a needed conversation. So
I can imagine the feeling that when you have these kinds of chats with your friends, and again, it can be a simple, hey, you going? Or it can be something very deep. You don't have any walls up. You hold nothing back. You let it all out and you're there for each other. I can guarantee you'd be feeling the exact same way as we just felt having this chat with Sam, where it's just like you feel free.
You feel lighter, right?
Yeah. And again, it's one of those things where a wall has been broken down on this stigma and this mindset that we have to not say certain things because it's, oh, no, hold that back or whatever it may be. But it's when you speak so openly and honestly, that's their key message. And from that, you feel like you're growing as a person.
It makes supporting causes like Sam's and people like Sam very easy. On that note, if you want to support Livin and support Sam, just to refresh, his website is livin.org. So you can rep the merch, learn more about the cause. And as Sam said, if you're not into that, just have a conversation with a mate. That's his end goal.
Spread
at the end
the
of
message.
The day. Jump on board. While you're online and on your phone having to scroll around, don't forget to rate, subscribe, review this podcast. We've got a whole mental health section on menshealth.com.au that you can check out. And also pick up a copy of this month's issue with Mark Wahlberg on the cover. We're dedicating a whole chunk of the magazine every month to mental health. It's an important conversation. And like I said, it's something that is really easy and important for us to get behind. Lynx, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, mate. It's been an absolute pleasure.
We'll catch up on the next episode of Strength Sessions.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
See ya.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.